With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
This is Sports Horn. More live hours than anyone else. 24 hours a day, 168 hours a week, 8,760 hours a year. Football.
It's a goal!
Other sports.
It's a goal!
News, views, who's going where. Opinions from the pros.
Stats, don't give me stats. The only stats I need to see is the goals column. And also shots on target. Actually, I don't mind the possession percentages. That's genuinely quite helpful.
Authentic noise from the fans.
Graham Potter, Graham Twat more like.
Time for all the sport. Sound that horn. This is Sports Horn.
Morning, Ian.
Oh, morning, Anthony. TikTok, someone's late.
I'm late.
I'm glad you're not fussed about being tardy, Anthony. Look, we were supposed to be preparing Charlie Adams' pot noodle review. Now we're not going to know what flavour he'll be reviewing until we're live on air. You know I can't deal with surprises. What if he chooses a non-official flavour? You know how he gets conned by the knockoff merchants. You don't care, do you? I'll tell you this much. In my career, if you so much as even thought about being late to training, Peter Fear took a dump on your car. Would you still be smiling if I went down to that car park now and squeezed one out onto the bonnet of your VW Golf?
I drive a Corsa.
Do you?
So, yeah.
Whose car have I just shat on then?
If you must know, I was late, Ian, because I was with Kitty Spink.
No. Really?
Yeah.
A date with Kitty Spink. Yes. That's Nigel Spink's daughter.
Yeah. And, it certainly is.
Wow, on Valentine's Day.
Well, it wasn't a date as such. We got stuck in the lift. It jammed between floors again.
Well, that lift's not been the same since Steve Clark and Scott Minto went absolutely mental in it. Scott Mental.
But it's like that bloke I follow on Instagram says, if you chat for more than 7 minutes to the opposite sex, that is a date.
Wow. As long as...
Yeah. Yeah, that's what they say. Yeah,
goodness.
Yeah, not toxic. We were stuck in there for 25 minutes. And let me tell you this, Kitty Spink is a class act. She's funny and she's clever too, Ian.
Mate,
she's
you're clever. Made for each other.
Yeah.
You're
yeah.
made for each other. I know it. She was a bit cold with you after that mistletoe
yeah.
above the vending machine yeah. misunderstanding at Christmas, but I'm delighted she's thawing. That's great. Speaking of which, I want you to have this.
Oh, what is it?
It's a bergamot scented candle I was going to give to Denise for Valentine's Day, but she's with Ian Wone now, for God's sake.
Oh, no. She's still with Ian Wone. She's still all moany for woney.
Stop doing that.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, Ian, but this scented candle is class. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's class, all right.
Yeah.
It's one of a kind.
It's a figure. It's a man in an Inter Milan shirt with a bit of wick coming out of his head. What is that? It looks like Dean Saunders.
No, it's Giuseppe Bergami.
That makes more sense. Giuseppe Bergami? Bergami or Bergomi?
I've always said Bergami.
I've always said Bergomi.
It could be right. It's a bergamot scented candle in the shape of Giuseppe Bergami.
Scented candles by Giuseppe Bergami.
They stink, but in a good way.
A bergamot Bergami. Top, top, top. Thank you, Ian, from the bottom of my heart.
No worries. I've got a whole drawer of them. Oh, red lights on.
Oh, shit. Right, okay, here we go.
The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show, Valentine's Day special. Ooh, Ian.
Me.
Proudly sponsored by Candles by Giuseppe Bergami.
Burn your way into a loved one's heart.
Welcome to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show Valentine's Day special with former professional footballer turned current pundit Ian Five Ankles.
Ian Five Ankles.
My God, that was sexy.
Yeah.
Oh, Ian. Oh, Ian, and me, Anthony Richardson, this morning.
Oh, should we say this horning, Anthony? As it's on Sports Horn, but also it's Valentine's Day, so everyone is incredibly horny.
Yeah. Okay. Yep, that's right. Do you go big, big, big on Valentine's Day? And I am referring to the gestures, not an erection, Ian.
No.
No.
No, never. Valentine's Day was just like every other day of the year with my ex-wife, Denise.
Was that because romance wasn't limited to a set day in the calendar manufactured by greetings card companies?
Quite the opposite, yeah. No. There was absolutely no romance between us whatsoever, but... I'm hoping that will all change once Ian Wone's out of the picture.
Once she's all moaned out with
Wone. Yeah, please stop
all
saying
moany.
That.
Now, in our special Valentine's Day feature, we want to hear your top, 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 top world-class romantic gestures. We're playing Key to My Heart with Ian Hart.
Key to My Heart on the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show with former Leeds United and Republic of Ireland fullback Ian Hart.
Ian Hart here. Whoever makes the most romantic gesture today, I'll send him a big gold key, I will.
And it is class of Ian Hart to join us on the show. How are you, Harty?
Someone's taking a shite on my car.
Okay, our first caller to play Key to My Heart is Nick from Bristol. All right, Nick?
All right, boys.
Okay, Nick, what romantic gesture are you doing today?
My team, Bristol Rovers, are in the semi-finals of the Papa John's Trophy tonight, and as a token of my affection to my missus, I won't be going.
Wow. Missing out on a Papa John's Trophy semi-final as a mark of affection. Fair play to you there, Nick. That is lovely.
Yep, giving that one a miss for the wife.
That's amazing, Nick. Especially as your new striker is rumoured to be making his first appearance for you.
Weston's going to play. I thought he was still injured.
No, he's back in training and the gaffer's thinking of giving him some minutes.
Oh, right. I hadn't read that.
Thank you, Nick. What a gesture.
I'm a bit torn now.
Well, let's just assume you're not going. Nick, will Ian Hart reward Nick by giving him a big key? Let's find out. Drum roll, please.
It's nice. but it's not got the key to my Ian Hart.
Oh, bad luck, Nick. Thank you, Ian Hart.
Oh, no worries. I'll go in that case.
That's a shame, Anthony, but I'm not surprised. Ian Hart is a fierce critic.
Oh, he is.
Yeah, he can be. I once went whale watching with him, and he wasn't impressed at all. He said he could see more whales on YouTube and without the nausea.
Yeah. We'll catch up with Ian Hart later in the show.
Don't get me started on whale watching.
Oh, you're still here? You're not a fan, are you, Harty?
If you want to impress me with a whale watch, for Christ's sake, make the vessel a submarine. Why are we supposed to enjoy watching the top portion of whales from the bird's eye view of a sailing boat? It makes no sense to me whatsoever. You're not watching whales that way. You're watching a bit of their backs. A waste of everyone's time.
So true, Ian Hart. We'll hear from him again this Valentine's Day. Coming up, Charlie Adams Pot Noodle Review.
I can't wait to hear what he's reviewing. He hasn't told us, and it's set me on edge. I can't think properly.
But first, I believe we've got another caller for Key to My Heart. Are we doing this, Sandra, right now? Yeah, okay, cool. Here we go. Hello, what is your name and what do you do?
My name is Jim Silvertongue and I'm a football commentator.
It's Jim Silvertongue! Legendary football commentator Jim Silvertongue.
Tongues!
5-0!
Tongues!
5-0!
You two know each other then?
Oh, we go way back, Anthony. I did a stint co-commentating with Jim Molyneux for 5 Live. I'd have to say, just before kickoff, I completely forgot how to talk, so they had to swap me out for Chris Iwalumo, who, by the way, is a class summariser.
Oh, he's class, all right, Ian. Lovely bloke. Top, top, top co-commentator.
So, Jim, you're playing Key to My Heart, I believe.
Key to My Heart.
With me, Ian Hart.
Is that recorded, or is Ian Hart doing that live?
I'm doing it live, Ian.
What's the romantic gesture you are doing then, Jim?
Well, Ian, I've got good news and bad news. Are you talking to me, Jimmy? No, not you, Ian Hart. Ian Five Angles. Good news, your ex-wife Denise has ditched Ian Wone.
Yes, have that, Woney. It's a Valentine's Day miracle.
Denise has had her final moan.
Okay, please
She's
stop
all
saying
moaned
that.
Out.
Stop it.
But now for the bad news, Ian. Are you talking to me?
No, Ian Hart. I mean, Jim's still talking to Ian Five Angles. Well, why would he deliver good news to Ian and bad news to you? That's not how good news, bad news works, is it, Ian Hart?
If it's about the dump on my car, I know already.
What's the bad news then, Jim?
The bad news is she's on a date.
On a date? Who with?
With me.
You what?
We're at the Hollywood Bowl at Watford Woodside, about to start 2 games. I'm just typing in our names on the computer screen now.
You're 10-pin bowling at 7:08 in the morning, Jim.
We've got an early bird special, Anthony. Free shoe hire plus unlimited coffee.
Oh, Denise would appreciate that, Jester. She always complained about how expensive Hollywood Bowl was.
Look, Ian, I'm sorry it hasn't worked out between you, but Denise is clearly moving on. She DM'd me after she heard my commentary of West Ham v Brentford in the FA Cup.
Well, to be fair, she does love a balanced view of the Hammers as given by a top, 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 top world-class commentator.
Now, at first I thought she was interested in Stephen Warnock, who was co-commentator for the game, but no, turned out it was me.
No one's interested in Stephen Warnock. Not even Stephen Warnock's interested in Stephen Warnock.
But Denise is interested in you, is she, Jim? Is she?
She is, Ian. Look, I know we're friends, but this is where we are. You can't predict love. Look, I was wondering if you could give me a bit of advice on how to talk to Denise.
Hold on, you want me to give you advice on how to woo her? Are you kidding?
Yeah, they divorced for a reason, Jim.
Oh, the cheek of it.
Could you give me some insights, Ian? I'm a commentator. I'm used to prepping. I need stats. I need facts. I need 7A4 pages of handwritten notes. I need an expert summariser. I need someone who's played the game at the highest level. I need you, Ian.
No, I'm hanging up the phone, Tonguey.
And he is gone. He is gone. Oh dear. So, coming up on the show, will Ian give Jim Silvertongue advice on how to date his ex-wife, Denise?
The hell I will. That's one pundit job this ex-pro isn't taking.
Well, it's a conundrum. It's a conundrum. I mean, Ian, let's face it, Denise doesn't want you back. That's the evidence. It's painfully true. And Jim is a top, 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 top man. Much better than Ian Wone.
Oh, don't get me wrong. He's a top, 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 top man.
I won't get you wrong,
don't
Ian. He is top, 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 but top, top. You don't want any more moaning for Woning, do you?
Will you stop doing that?
Yeah.
Despite him being top, 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 this is still a bitter pill for me to swallow.
You know what I think?
It would be good to get your take on this, Harty.
10-pin bowling, it's way too expensive for what it is. 25 smackaroonies for a game of Skittles. You know they spend all that money on the animations on the TV screens. Sure, they're fun to watch, but cut the production values, will you, lads?
There's a cost of living crisis here.
That is a good point, Ian Hart. We'll have more from him after our new feature, James Harper Harps On About Harps. Hi, James Harper. What harp are you harping on about this week?
James Harper Harps On About Harps.
I'm James Harper, and this week I'm harping on about the Lionel Healy Prelude 40 Lever. At just £5,499 plus VAT, it's the bee's knees when it comes to harps.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
And I believe we are off.
Yeah, we're off. We're off, I think, yeah.
Can I get a
Jim,
tea?
Bloody
right.
Silver tongue.
Thank you.
Jim Bloody Silver Tongue.
Take your asthma inhaler, mate.
Yeah,
take your asthma inhaler.
I haven't got it. I've never been so double-crossed since Kevin Sharp's stolen magic trick I'd carefully rehearsed for the Wigan Athletic Show and Tell.
Oh, they told me a lot about that show and tell they used to do at the JJB.
I was up straight after Kevin Sharp, and I had nothing to show. So I panicked and I ended up doing a lap dance for Roy Carroll.
You know what, Ian? I actually think... You know, let's calm ourselves. It is quite chivalrous of Jim Silvertongue. He's speaking to you as a friend, man to man. He's better than Nigel Kwasi. Don't get me wrong.
I won't get you wrong.
But Nigel Kwasi's a decent bloke. Just holding up a truck stop in Ashford. It showed his character, Ian, and I think Denise deserves better than that.
He's hostage situation does not a bad man make.
Well, you know, he's better than Nicky Barmby, he's better than Ian Holloway, and he's better than Ian Wone. Yeah. I agree that he might make Denise moan,
stop it. Please stop with that.
But they have been going for Denise behind your back, Ian.
Yeah, well, but let's leave Nicky Barmby out of this, can we? He gave me a pudding to eat in my car, and I will be forever grateful for that. I was at a low ebb, and that Muller Rice sorted me right out.
But Jim Silvertongue, man, come on, Ian. Well, he's a decent lad.
The man is a snake. He wants advice, he can go whistle. Or even worse, I'll tell him that when temping bowling, Denise lights the bumpers up. That's what I'll tell him.
When
in reality, she hates having the bumpers up.
Patronising, isn't it? Putting the bowling bumpers down for a grown woman.
It is hearty, yeah. Sorry, I keep forgetting you're there. She never wants things easy, does Denise? She wants to suffer. I tell you, you can't take the West Ham out of the girl.
Sorry, Sandra, what are you saying? We have been on air the whole time.
Whoops.
Sorry.
Oh,
slap on the wrist for us. Apologies, folks. I thought James Harper's harping on about harps segment would last a little bit longer than that. He literally tailed off after saying 5,499 plus VAT, the bee's knees, and this is the good thing about harps. Yeah, and that was it. You are listening to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show.
Ian Five Ankles.
Sports on.
Horning sport into your orifices this Valentine's Day.
And get a nice smelly candle inside that special someone's heart with Bergami candles.
I'll also tell Jim Silvertongue, right, that Denise likes people choosing the lightest bowling ball for her.
Yeah, Ian.
And she hates that. She hates it. She bowls with the heaviest ball in the whole place, holding it in two hands between her legs, like she, like she's just given birth to a 10-stone hedgehog.
We're still on air. We're still on air, Ian.
Are we? What's happening with the ad breaks?
Well, just, you know. Rodri from Pueli is playing Key to My Heart. He texted in to 75358, and now he's on the line. What is your lovely gesture, Rodri?
Foreplay tonight. Don't usually bother, but it's Valentine's Day.
Let's move on, shall we? Now, something that doesn't get talked about a lot on Valentine's Day, when two men love each other.
Oh, it's important to talk about homosexuality,
of course,
Anthony.
Of course it is.
It's men's health, it's men's matters, it's men's hygiene, and women's too, if they're lesbians.
There is no homosexuality in men's football, of course.
No.
We know that from the science.
From the science, there is none at all. But of course, if someone were to come out, we'd applaud them.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, fair play.
Fair play,
but it simply wouldn't happen because there are no gay people in football. Mm. And I know that because if there were gay people in football, they wouldn't have awarded the World Cup to Qatar.
You're close to each other as footballers, though. In the dressing room, Ian.
Oh, we're close. Strong bonds are formed in those dressing rooms. I would say stronger than the bonds with our partners.
Yeah.
I've seen Steve Bold's penis, for example. He's seen mine.
Yeah.
But these bonds are as lads. Lads, not lovers, and that's the difference.
Well, our two guests are fencing enthusiasts Martin and Dell. They're from Pontefract in Yorkshire.
I held his penis once.
And they are with us in the studio right now. Welcome, Martin and Dell.
I'll tell the story of holding Steve Bold's penis if you've got time later this morning.
Right, Martin and Dell, this is really interesting. You've come all the way down from Yorkshire. Welcome in. You are straight for most of the week, am I getting that right? But when you put on your fencing costumes and metal mesh face guards, you develop an irresistible bodily urge for each other.
Oh, that is class, yeah. I have to say. That's just like Romeo and Juliet, if Romeo and Juliet were closeted fencers.
Don't kill each other, though.
No, don't do that.
So, in honour of diversity here at Sports Horn, and just to show that the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show caters for different tastes, we're going to let Martin and Dell don their lames and their masks and go at it for 90 seconds live on air.
It's something different, Anthony, and I'm all for that.
Me too. Okay, Martin and Dell, you are in normal clothes right now, standing opposite each other. Just look into each other's eyes right now for us, if that's okay. Thank you. Without the protective gear on, would you French kiss each other?
They're shaking their heads to that question, Anthony. They don't like that idea one bit.
A firm no. Okay. Now, put on your fencing gear, and we're going to make this more suitable for radio. We're going to plug you both into those computers they have at the Olympics that beep when something pointy jabs into your body.
I think they're ready.
They are ready.
Yeah.
They are ready.
Okay, best of luck, gentlemen, and away you go.
And they've put on their mesh masks, and immediately they start embracing. Gosh, right from the get-go, Ian, that is passion.
Yes.
That is passion.
It's a ferocious start, Anthony. It's mesmeric.
Me.
These two lads mean business. And they're on the floor. That's a lovely move, I have to say.
Oh, and there's the beeps. There's contact. That is pointy contact.
Yeah, goodness their metal meshes are really scraping against each other. That's some heavy friction right there.
Ian Hart, listening to this, does this deserve your special key?
I've never enjoyed fencing. You can't tell the players apart. I will not watch it.
Anthony, their meshy face mask things are starting to smoke.
Oh, that is passion. That is passion, Ian. These fencers are kissing so lustily they've created fire.
They're on fire for each other. They're burning for each other. This is pure British passion, and thank God they're wearing protection, as they're literally flaming.
Actually, could you just light one of the Giuseppe Bergamo candles with that fire, Ian? Let's get a smell in here.
What a lovely idea. The smell of lust. Hold still, lads. Yep. Just let me get this candle in between your bonces and we'll all smell nice. Thank you. Thanks for that.
Thank you, lads. Oh, that smells wonderful. What a candle. And that just shows how brilliantly scented it is. Because with some scented candles, it takes a while.
The smell of Giuseppe Bergamo is filling the room straight away.
Candles by Giuseppe Bergamo.
I'll take that to Kitty Spink after the show's finished. What a lovely aroma. Thank you. Okay, Martin and Dell, you may stop dry bonking. Can everyone give them a round of applause and can somebody dampen them down and put out that flame?
I'll tell you what, I'll pour the rest of this old cup of tea over them. That'll do it. There you go, lads. Thanks for that. That was a feature. That was immense.
What a feature. And that is Valentine's Day with a twist.
Oh, it's...
With a twist.
Yes.
With a twist.
It's
okay,
a lovely twist.
Chaps, you see yourselves out and enjoy the journey home. That, safe journey, safe travels.
That was true love.
It was,
Ian.
That was true
love.
Beautiful. That was,
I tell you,
that was really lovely.
That's really affected me. That's made me realise how people can find love in the strangest places.
They can.
Yeah. Sandra... Sandra.
What are you doing?
Sandra?
What's happening here?
Can you put me on the phone to Jim Silvertongue?
We're not on a break, Ian.
No, it's not
so
about that.
No more
no,
beef.
I just want to speak to Jim.
Okay.
Hello, Ian?
Jim Silvertongue.
Ian Five Ankles.
Jim Silvertongue.
Ian Five Ankles.
Listen, Jim, I was going to sabotage your date with Denise because I can't bear anyone being with her, but Denise deserves better than that. She deserves happiness. She deserves a stand-up guy, and you, Tonguey, you are a stand-up guy.
You're a top, top lad, Jim.
I'm a top, 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 top world-class lad.
Not world-class, Jim. Let's not get carried away. But listen to me. My advice to you is this. Don't put up the bowling bumpers. And you make sure you find Denise the heaviest goddamn ball in the joint.
It's too late, Ian. I put down the bumpers and picked her out a kid size 4.
You did what? Oh, mate, she's going to hate that.
No, Jim, what have you done?
You're a fool, Jim Silvertongue. And she did hate it. You see, Ian, this was a test. A test of your friendship and your love. I was never interested in Denise. She deserved you.
Wow. You did that for me?
For a mate like Ian Five Ankles.
Mate, can I speak to her?
I'm afraid you can't. She called me a patronising fanny and stormed out.
Oh, thanks for that, Jim. You're a top, 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 top man.
That is incredible. Wow. Ian Hart, I think that Jim deserves the special key for that wonderful and selfless gesture to his friend Ian Five Ankles. What do you reckon?
No, Anthony, I'm giving the key to that man whose finger banging his missus.
Also a worthy winner, thank you. The time is 7:38. Let's go to Charlie Adams' Pot Noodle Review.
I'm Charlie Adam, and today's pot noodle flavour is cat.
Jesus Christ, Charlie!
Charlie, Jesus. Right, I'm taking this candle to Kitty.
Sports Horn is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces 3 thought-provoking questions over 3 glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. Why One Question Time is a Stack production.